This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school softball, the Seguin Lady Matadors run-ruled Bernie champion 14-0 in five innings on Tuesday night at the fields at Huber Ranch. The win moves Seguin into a tie for fourth place in District 26-5A with the Lady Chargers and Canyon Cougarettes after the first round of District play. All three teams are 3-4. Aaron Johnston and Cameron Rios both went deep for the Lady Mats with home runs to center field in Tuesday night's victory. Madison Schultz went the distance in the circle, striking out four and getting the shutout. Seguin will be back home on Thursday night to host Piper on Teacher Appreciation Night at Huber Ranch. Meanwhile, the Seguin Matador baseball team dropped a 2-0 decision at Kerrville Tybee last night. The Mats will play the Antlers again on Thursday, this time at Smokey Joe Williams Field. We'll have Thursday night's game for you on KWED. First pitch is set for 7 o'clock with our Matador baseball pregame coverage starting at 6:45 Thursday evening here on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. And the Marion softball team fell 15-11 at Luling last night. Marion will travel to Pettis for a non-district game on Thursday. Carson Ross, a senior at Seguin High School, is a junior Olympic skeet shooting travel team member. Ross will be representing Team USA in Europe and South America later this year. She recently qualified for the team for the third time after qualifying at events in Michigan in May of 2023 and in Arizona in March of this year. Ross will compete at the Junior World Cup in Italy in July and the Junior World Championship in Peru in September and October. Last year, she finished 6th in the world at the World Cup and 10th in the world at the World Championships. In 2021, Ross finished 11th in the world at the Junior World Championships. Ross says it's emotional for her to represent the United States and her hometown of Seguin.
It's just the most amazing thing ever. Whenever we get first, we get to stand on the podium with all the other countries and hear the national anthem play, and it's really emotional for me knowing that it's not just for the USA, but it's also for my hometown.
Ross is an exceptional student at Seguin High School. She's a member of the National Junior Honor Society and competed on the volleyball team. Ross was named an academic all-state honorable mention by the Texas High School Coaches Association in volleyball this past season. Ross says balancing her studies with her shooting schedule and travel is a challenge.
It's challenging. I used to be in all AP classes coming into my senior year. So while I was on the road traveling, I was doing a lot of school and on my computer while we were flying, and then in the airport, and always emailing my teachers to make sure that my work was getting submitted correctly. And it's harder for me because mostly everybody in USA Shooting is homeschooled, so they don't have to worry about their curriculum or any of their teachers putting in ones for their grades. So for me, I feel like it was a little bit more challenging.
Ross has plans to attend Tarleton State in Stephenville, where she will compete on the shooting team there. She'll study biology and pre-med with plans to be a pediatrician. Carson Ross will compete for the Team USA skeet team at the Junior World Cup in Porpoise, Italy, July 9th through the 16th, and at the Junior World Championships in Lima, Peru, September 26th through October 7th. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.